Area Voices tells the arts, culture, and history stories of northern Minnesota. Native American code talkers were an important part of World War I and essential in World War II. This segment focuses on Native Americans in the military.
I was recently talking with Anton Troyer, who was a professor, author, and cultural trainer, about powwows. It led to a conversation about Native people serving in the United States military.
Native Americans have served in the armed forces on a higher percentage per capita than any other racial group in the world or in the country. And so as a result, you got lots of veterans. There's a special honor placed on veterans. So you'll see, they have special honor songs right after the main grand entry. They'll do one for the flags. They'll do one for the veterans and things like that.
Why do you think that is? That this group of people who were historically punished by the American government for displaying any Native qualities, such as being punished for using their native language in the boarding schools, among other things, why do you think it is that Native Americans have served at a higher rate per capita than any other racial group?
To me, it's pretty obvious that the American flag was flying over armies that were doing horrible damage and committing genocide to Native people, and so asking, why have so many Native people served in the U.S. Armed Forces is a good question. I think it's complicated. On the one hand, serving in the Armed Forces provides access to opportunity for a group of people who might not otherwise have found access to opportunity. So especially through, up until the Civil Rights era, there's a very powerful racial barrier to gainful employment for people of color, and here's a job. And one in which you often receive at least a certain predictable measure of respect inside your community and outside your community. And so broadly, people who have less money serve in higher numbers in the armed forces. That's true for white folk in Appalachia and in the South. That's true for Native Americans and Blacks and so forth. But that's not the whole answer. The other thing is that for Native people, there is a long warrior tradition. And I think especially for men, the history of America's treatment of Native people has been so hard. It's kind of emasculating. And here's a way to reclaim some of that. Also, you can see the honor provided to Native veterans at powwows and things like that. And in our ceremonial round, too, where people will, you earn a certain amount of respect and prestige and position. And that also feeds the dynamic. In our way, the people will never be at peace until our warriors lead us to peace. And so the ceremonial drums provide special honors to people who have seen combat for that reason. They'll say, we're going to have men who've killed Dakota Indians in tribal combat seated on these drums. And when we run out of people who've done that, we'll have those who've seen combat of any kind. And when we run out of that, then the drums will have served their purpose in guiding us to peace. And so those sort of things kind of translate broadly in the culture to an affirmation and respect and a responsibility for people.
I know a Native man who served in the Korean War. He shared with me that in combat, at least in his unit, the Natives and the Blacks were the ones sent in first.
The U.S. military has evolved a bit over time. Instead of the individuality of a warrior, where their individuality is much, everything, they're teaching people to follow orders. And there's a different style to soldiering as opposed to being a warrior. But America's had a very troubled racial past. And it is true that especially even up through the Vietnam War, there was a much higher percentage of people of color who were put in the most dangerous positions. And that was an issue. And when you go back further, there were even much more grievous issues because there were segregated units who were treated very differently. But And then you also have to remember that although it's true that America has often persecuted its native citizens, that I have a good friend who served in the Navy, and he said, look, if I have to protect white people to protect my people, I'm okay with that. This is my country.
For more than 200 years, Native Americans have served in every branch of the United States military. According to government officials, if all other races had enlisted at the same rate as American Indians, both the Selective Service and the draft would not have been necessary in World War II. Thanks to Anton Troyer for his thoughts on this topic, and thanks to all the warriors out there. I'm Katie Carter. You're listening to Area Voices on Northern Community Radio.
Area Voices is made possible by the Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund and the people of Minnesota.